this again. Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, you are.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, we here.
We have kids in here.
How you doing?
I am all right. How about you?
Nah, all right ain't gonna cut it. No. That's a negative ghostwriter. I want you to be feeling great, well, fantastic, delicious, whatever ad lib work.
You know what? I was just having this combo with somebody the other day. Like, every time we speak each other, we'd be like, okay, I'm like, why we don't never be good? He was like, because we don't never be good. But I said, I wonder, I just have a high standard of what good is.
I respect it. And, you know, some days ain't always great. Like, so
yeah.
I'm just a big person, like, trying to not trying to, but striving to lift people's moods, and you know what I mean? Like, if we want good things, we gotta be in good mood. So yeah.
Yes. And you know what? I am good today. Now that I think about it. So I'm glad you called me on that.
Hey, listen, it's all good, you know what I mean? Literally. Like I said, you know, we really just, like, I've just been in this space of, like, not wanting to focus on problems but the solutions, right?
Right. Like,
when we focus on the solutions, we then can see that, like, the situation isn't as bad as we're painting it to be. Like, that good or bad is quite literally, like, just how you're choosing to view the situation. Like, and some things suck.
Some things really suck. Like, let's be real. And I'm really glad suck. You said,
like,
that.
I ain't even gonna hold you. So sometimes it just be like, that's tough. And of course, we gotta feel our feelings so we can get through it. But, you know, ultimately, we can't stay there. Like, it should transform us into continuing to evolve and all of that. So yeah, that's why I be on people's heads, so like, nah, what's the problem, what's happening, what's going on, how can we fix this, you know? Or at least, you know, open the space about it. But, you know, we ain't on the platform for that right now, so, you know,
nah, we can go there one day, but I ain't about to be, you know, there be days where I be like, you know what, I don't feel like talking about my problems today. I ain't trying to dampen nobody's mood. I'm gonna focus on the good.
There you go. So I'm excited for this, honestly. I think it's gonna be a dope combo for sure.
Yes, it is. So let me go and give you a proper introduction.
Woohoo!
Just a little something slight, you know what I'm saying? It's not slight, but just a little, because I'm gonna let you do more of the maximum stuff, you know. So I am here with Nafi Poe, founder of Perception Over Everything, which is a spiritual based art brand that ties in music and cardiology. And then there's, like, a lot that falls under that umbrella, so help me finish that. Tell us everything you do.
Okay, so the Poe at the end of my at name, that's POE, but essentially POE, Perception Over Everything. I put music and cardiology to make it digestible for people.
Okay.
But I'm really here to raise consciousness and to raise awareness and to help people awaken themselves. But not everyone is going to understand that what I just said in that way, because, you know, they may be indoctrinated, they may have different viewpoints, they may be going through things, etc. So given that I was also gifted with the ability to be an MC, to be an orator, to be an artist and things of that nature, I was like, you know, let's simplify this: music and cardiology. And then, like you said, everything else branches off of that. So besides being an artist, had podcasts before, but it's something that I didn't want to throw my energy towards, just because I didn't want to be doing too much. Again, we want to keep this thing as simple as possible.
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? We want to keep this thing streamlined. So mainly focus on music. And then cardology is just the card form of astrology. So the same things that you can get out of, let's say, studying the stars, studying houses, you're going to get that same type of interaction with cardology, which is the study of playing cards and symbols and, you know, the actual science and math behind how you can calculate certain cards, and you know, this, again, the same is just astrology with playing cards, and it is deeper than we realize. That's why, you know, us as melanated people, we drift towards them, because that's what, you know what I mean? It's the real deal, Holyfield.
Yes, I learned about cardology a few years ago, and I was always like wild once I realized that there's the thing in the Black church where it's like you can't play cards on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
and you can't play cards at church. And then it really connected, like, wow, that's why. It's more than just gambling, but it's because it is a spiritual tool.
Right.
And what a lot of people don't realize about the Black church is that there are a lot of hoodoo traditions that are in the church that they just
talk about it.
Okay, so, you know, and I want to go there. I've never really spoken a whole lot about these things, because, you know, like I was just telling one of my cousins today, somebody posted a Facebook post saying, why do y'all talk about y'all spirituality? And I realized, like, I am my spirituality. I'm not doing it for clout. I don't consider myself like a leader, although I am, but I don't always talk about certain things with everybody, because I realized that sometimes it's just not worth my energy. But my hope is who I am, the person, the spirit that I embody, you can see it, you can sense it. Now, if you have questions, I'm okay with that. But I'm not okay with sometimes the questions that come from you want to condemn, or you just want to pick things apart. Because I don't always have the energy for that. Now, sometimes I have time, okay?
sometimes you got to keep the sword sharp, you know what I mean? But then there's other times it's like you said, it's that energy. Like, it's
worth your energy more time. Unless you really are just genuinely interested for the sake of learning and awareness. So I don't speak a whole lot about those things. So that's why I'm really glad about this podcast, because I've been wanting to find a way to bring it in. I changed my name to Vibing with Cree, and from Cree Speaks Media, because I wanted to be like, hey, whatever vibe I'm on, that's what vibe y'all on. So I really want to get into when you first realized you were having an experience as a spiritual being. Like, for more context, like, when did you actualize an event or experience as something that was either a part of an awakening or knowing? Because with spiritual paths, you know, we've always been spiritual beings, but people don't have a name for it, you know what I mean?
Or right.
they may not think of anything. They might just be going through a tough time and just like, well, life sucks. But you may have been looking at it another way. So can you remember when you first realized, like, yo, this is definitely an experience that is meant to, you know, move me in some kind of way?
Like, you have multiple awakenings, right? Because, you know, this goes back to, like, the reason I made the brand. It's like, we all are looking at the same thing, just from different angles.
Mm.
And even with the awakening, right, you're realizing that this thing has been there the entire time, you just haven't seen it, right? Mm. So even going back to your question, like, I've had many awakenings that have made me realize there's more to this story that we've been told and things like that than we realize. But I would say, like, one of the most, I think the most profound awakenings I had actually was around 2017, 2018.
Mm.
Prior to that date, like I said, you know, I was fortunate enough to be around a family member who was already asking certain, like, hard questions, and making music with people that were also asking certain hard questions. Although it looked demonized on the surface, the reality is, again, these people were asking those critical questions about where we're living. So those questions were already in my head. And then as I got older and wiser and experienced more things, I had, like, actual awakenings. And this was around, like I said, it was around, like, 2017, 2018, when I really started to realize, oh, there, there is an underlying layer to the life that we live in. Everybody call it something different. Everybody interprets it different, but you cannot negate the layer, that underlying layer that's there. So I was like, what is this? What's going on? What's happening? And then we just went down the rabbit hole, like, to be completely honest. Yeah, that's the best way to summarize it. And I think it was, you know, music related, right? Because I've always been able to see my journey through the, like, how do I say, not even see my journey, but I've always gotten extreme messages behind my own music. Because, you know, if you're an artist, you'll realize that your music is actually talking back to you. Either at a later date or whatever. So it's like, dang, I was talking to myself like now. Like, you know what I mean? So after having that experience over and over, like, I was like, what is this force that keeps doing that? What is that? And like I said, we went down the rabbit hole. So
Okay. Wow. That's very interesting. And I believe, you know, I love that you even tie music as part of the brand. Because it is those really impactful meetings. Very, very impactful for better or worse, or for, you know, for duality. So when did you start your music journey?
So, you know, my dad was a DJ, and, you know, he had us doing like little songs and stuff like that. I'm not gonna say little songs, but he had us doing songs and mixtapes, his projects. But it didn't really officially start till I would say I was about like 10. That's when I first started like really getting into writing, and I made my first song at 13. So I've been doing this since then. And I'm 26 now. So it's a lot of trial and error, a whole lot of whole lot of shenanigans. So yeah, that's around the time we started.
So what would you say is the major difference between the artist you are now and when you first started? Like the child you and the person you are?
Look, I ain't gonna say Lil Nate what kind of tribe, but no. Subject matter, and I think my goals are the same but also different. Yeah, I think that's really the only difference. Of course, skill level, right? That comes with, you know, that comes with time. Mm-hmm. But it's really just the subject matter, and my goals have shifted to a degree. Like, but you know, that I would say that's the only real difference.
Okay, I ask that because it's always interesting to hear people who started in childhood and like the difference. And sometimes you are like you're that same person, but you're more evolved. Like, I started writing poetry in middle school and raps in high school. And I wasn't trash, but I wasn't talking about nothing. It was just a whole lot of aggression, just because I listen to a lot of crunk music. So I like to do that. But now the difference between then and now is I'm still aggressive on the mic, but I have more, it's more, like you said, like more purpose. The goals have shifted where now I'm like, I might be venting and speaking in a metaphorical sense, and it has an actual purpose. Like, if you listen to my lyrics from back then, you're like, yeah, you just talking about a bunch of aggressive nonsense for no real reason.
I grew up battle rapping, like, for real. Word? Like, I grew up battle rapping. So that, everything that come with that, you know what I'm saying? And then to shift into a more aware space is like it got, like, it's almost like that, those doing that prepared me to be in this space where, like, I'm battling in a sense, but not against another individual trying to harm someone, but against like falsehood, you know, looking to be truth. Like, you know what I mean?
That part, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to put you on. You mind if I put you on the spot?
Man, wait, in freestyle?
It ain't got to be a freestyle. It could be written. But I want to drop us some lyrics that you feel like people need to hear right in this moment.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you put me on the spot. Because, like, I write roughly every day. So it's like, pick a lyric.
You can give line. It don't even have to be a full bar, but like,
okay,
a line. Okay. Dissect what you what that means.
Okay. So this is funny. Everything I say dope. Every bar is a kaleidoscope. Life is like combining isotopes. Look where my mind can go. I'm overheads to start a verse. I'm just here to do my part before departing Earth. And it's still top floor. Write more, type less. Because the pages that you jotting could be popping when no light's left. In order to move right, have a nice left. That's the palms of good and evil. All perspective. Check your ego. Ooh. Now. Okay. So, obviously, the first bar speaks for itself. Everything I say, dope. Every bar, kaleidoscope. I have a tendency to, like, for lack of a better phrase, blur lines between views of reality with every bar. So that's where the kaleidoscope comes in. Mm. And then life is like combining isotopes. That's kind of like scientific jargon for creating chemicals. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, creating chemicals is essentially about putting things together, yeah. Which is what life is, right? Putting the pieces together through our past, of our artistry, etc. And then, you know, overheads to start a verse. I'm just here to do my part before departing Earth. It's still top floor. You know, we want to reach the top floor of the penthouse suite. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Write more, type less. Because KRS-One, I saw a speech from him, and he was like, he was like steady eye, steady mind, steady hand, steady heart, right? But he was referencing how attached people are to their technology. Like, people would rather text someone or text their verse versus writing it, or versus, you know what I mean, using like the other tools that we've been using, but not sticking to the technology. So that's why I say write more, type less, because the pages that you jotting could be popping when no light's left. So if you got all these notes in your phone and then your phone die, what happens to your raps?
Okay.
Versus you write it in the notebook, it's there forever. And no one can alter, like, it's like you're putting your, and I'm pretty sure you know this also, but there is a vast difference energetically between typing your lyrics and writing them down. There's a vast difference. And I like, it's I encourage you to try it if you haven't already. Try that. I'm telling you, it's gonna be different.
I used to write everything by hand, but I live with chronic pain and it hurts my hands to write. It even hurts me to text something. Some days I can't even text people because that's how bad my hands hurt. But okay. I feel like it flows to me when I'm at an actual computer because I type fast.
Okay.
So, but I've been wanting, and then I also write sloppy as well. So
yeah.
I don't know how to like take my time and write. It's like my brain is just rushing with content. But I've been wanting to just get back to it just for the sake of doing it and trying to like push myself through the pain. But I know that it's gonna take longer because while my hand is hurting, my handwriting is sloppy right along with it. So I'm like, ugh.
Hey, yeah, I mean, and at the end of the day, right, this is just my view. Do what works for you. Like I said, writing things down works for me. If you have your system that works, hey, rock out, do your thing, as long as it's dope and as long as you can accomplish your goals. You know what I'm saying? Like, but then that's where that bar came from. In order to move right, have a nice left. That's the palms of good and evil. Our perspective, check your ego. Our left side is traditionally our feminine side, like a left side of our body, like our left hand. Left hand controls the right, or the right brain controls the left hand. So, you know what I mean? And then the right side is the masculine side, which would be the light. The left would be like the dark, you know what I mean? The palms of good and evil, all perspective, check your ego, right? So again, that part kind of just, but that's usually how it goes. As far as like my writing process, I'm actually working on simplifying things a little bit. It might come off a little direct on my next project, but you know, hey, I know I can go down those types of rabbit holes. And while that's my purpose, I also know that I got to be a little bit more nuanced in order for the message to get across. So, yeah.
Wow. Okay. I really love that, the way you dissected everything, and those lyrics are really real. And I do feel you on, like, trying to be more nuanced. I really love when rappers, when artists are like, do the what I call bars inside of bars. So it's like, there's a lot of metaphorical meanings and such, but yeah. Then there are times where, you know, depending on your voice and depending on your audience, sometimes people do get lost, because they're trying to, well, what I do admire about that style is that you can go back and listen to it 3 and 4 times and you can get something new from it each time. And but where we are now, the way people are being engineered, and I'm gonna say the way people are being engineered is because, you know, technology is killing our brains. It is, like,
slowly but slowly. I ain't gonna say slowly. It's speeding up the process that should be slow. But,
right. Yeah. And I say that just from observation, and because they're really creating it with the idea of being super dependent on it. So now everybody is having a hard time dissecting lyrics. Like, even myself, there are times where if some people want me to review their music, and I'm like, I gotta listen to it a lot of times, because I'm not gonna say I'm slow, but I'm just gonna say that my brain needs some time to register what's going on. And it helps when artists actually, you know, if you're using streaming platforms, putting lyrics out there, because if I can read and listen at the same time, I'm like, I can follow along more easily. Or if you're not on streaming platforms, you know, getting back to what the artists used to do back in the day, like, they used to have the lyric booklet. They just made it real, you know, like, it just made it so real. And going back to your point about writing your stuff down, I can definitely imagine writing stuff down and then writing your rhymes down and then typing them. They have to be two different things. Like, there are times doing my journaling work, writing down some intentions or prayers. When I write it with my hand, it hit different. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I know. So I think that's, you have a lot of good messages there.
Yeah, man. I'm just, you know, it's just really, like, you know, expressing yourself. That's originally what, you know, hip hop was. It's just expressing your authentic self. And however that come across, however you get it in, whatever works for you, you know, do that, right? And even to what you said about the technology, like, technology is a tool. It's just an overused one.
It's just
overused. Like, it's cool to do what you have to do as far as, like, you know, marketing yourself online or these other things, but then, like, you scrolling all day, no, fam. If you want to text versus actually talking to someone over the phone, because it's still a phone, mind you, it's like a little computer, you feel me, but it's a phone.
Yeah. So
talk, actually having human conversation, right? That rabbit hole of human interaction, right? People have become more awkward since technology has become such a prevalent thing. Because they don't want to ruin the image that they've created online, so they act awkward.
Okay.
Not that. You know what I mean? It's yeah.
Wow, that is so groundbreaking, and I'm glad you brought that up. And I want to circle that back to just interactions between humans. Like you said, it's almost like everybody's kind of standoffish. I get that being at times, but there's a time where you really need to really connect. And like, I'm going to say, go back to when I was trying to do this dating thing. I kept running into guys who only wanted to text, and they thought that they was going to get a date. I haven't even heard your voice. What make you think I'm going to come out of my house and come sit and eat with you, and I haven't heard your voice? Like, who are you?
who are you, dog?
Like, who are you? Who sent you?
Yeah,
it's the place for it. But it's like, no, you can't be the only primary thing. And I actually have a line for that. I have a line in one of my raps. I don't know if I go to this. I don't want to go all the way back to it, but I was like, that's why I don't reply to texts. I want connection now. Put the phone down, nigga. I want connection now. Yeah. And it was like, I don't know. It was a line that kind of like followed being somewhere alone with somebody without these gadgets and getting to know them. You know what I mean? So,
hey, let's see how many people could do that. Yo, because I'll be, you know, I'll like, when you just have that energy about you, man, you don't care about no damn phone. I turn my phone off. Like, we chilling. Like, what we talking about? Like, you know what I mean? But not everyone is prepared for that. So
that's true. And I believe we all go through phases of being distracted. I remember I used to be super, super glued to my phone. And I've came a long way. So I'm not gonna sit here and act like it ain't never been me.
Hell no.
But I know now, like, I try my best. When I'm with my guy, my lover, you know, the only reason why I might be on the phone is I'm probably looking for some music to play. I might scroll a few times and I put it down and just push it away. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that I'm not just on it, you know, because sometimes you can enjoy time with people sitting, you can be silent. Nobody has to be speaking. You're just in each other's energy. And I think that is becoming a lost art because everybody, you know, again, the technologies are actually wiring us to always be dependent. And I it really makes me concerned in a sense for especially business owners. I think business owners and creative people, we all have a love-hate relationship with technology because it's kind of like you said earlier, the tool, you know, and it can be a great thing for you, but then you're like, man, I don't feel like none of this. I don't want to create content. I don't want to see what people have going on, but I kind of have to. You got to build a relationship. You kind of got to get the word out there because that's where everybody's at. So, but I do believe there is power in just saying, hey, I'm going to put whatever out. Whoever see it, see it. Whoever don't. And I'm trying to build my own platform so that I don't have to be dependent on one. But your struggle will still kind of go back to those people who are not going to leave, you know. But again, it's,
mm-hmm.
the spirit say you supposed to reach out to Cree today. It's going to happen. But that's,
yeah.
You know.
And you know, even with telling artists how to market and things like that, like the first thing I tell them is like, yo, you can make the post. That's cool. Send a DM. Go talk to somebody. Like, it's so like, it seems tedious because a lot of artists or entrepreneurs, they expect like they post online and then it goes viral. Like they're expecting like the viral moment or to just blow up as soon as they post or as soon as they drop or whatever, but it don't. It never really worked like that. Like any hip hop artist or entrepreneur, you know, was literally out with the CD, with, you know, on ground zero, handing out CDs, handing out flyers.
Yes. Like,
that's, and now that has to transition to the online space as well as offline too. You know what I mean? Let's not negate that. You can still do that today. You feel me?
Yes.
But now in the online space, them with a DM like, hey, how you doing, hope everything well, you know, here's whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. Or especially now because the algorithm be on some shenanigans, hit them in the DM. Some people just not gonna see your post because they timeline not set up like that, so send it their way and I guarantee you, you're gonna get a lot better interaction and you're gonna be able to build your own platform better than just, oh, we just gonna I'm just gonna post it and wait. Right. If you want to be if you wanted to be more proactive, let me say it that way. If you want to be more proactive, definitely hit them with the DM. But at the same time, can't do that every time because people deserve their space. So you do at some point got to like put it out in the universe and see what it do. So you both sides, right? Both sides of the coin.
Yes, balance. And what you said is so important. I don't remember the guy's name right now because I have too many names in my head, but there was an artist from the Bay Area who sent me a voice message. He's the one who inspired me to start sending artists voice messages on Instagram. Hey, my name is this. I just wanted to connect with you and see what you was doing. I'm an artist, blah, blah, blah. He didn't try to like do a hard sell. He was just introducing himself, making a conversation. I'm not gonna lie, his voice sounded good, you know, a good manly voice. so I was I'm paying attention now. So that built a rapport where it felt more personable, you know, and it started, I started paying more attention to him because of that. And then I started to write artists. I shout artists all out all the time, but not everybody's always on social media to see it. So I'll just leave a DM like, yo, I just want to tell you your music is dope. Please keep doing what you're doing. And that builds connection. And I'm kind of the same person in person. So like that boots on the ground and that being personable with people, it does work. Like you said, people also need space. And I believe that there's a way you can create a structure, a system like, okay, this time I'm going to message 5 people that I didn't message the last time. This time I'm going to, you know, and if you do that on the regular, you'll be interacting with people all the time. But I believe people are so, we live in a microwave society where we want the success without the relationships. And it's just not going to happen that way. It's just
correct.
Because you need, you, especially if you're a music artist, you need fans. You need fans to talk about you because that's what's going to build the brand, is they have to talk about you enough. So if you leave enough good impressions and you are in alignment with the people who need to hear what you have to say, you know, mm-hmm. you're not living a facade, you know, because that's another thing that attracts the wrong people. You keep putting out fake stuff, stuff that ain't you, you're going to attract those people that are interested in that. And you hiding yourself. So if you, you know, you will all, you will be in alignment with those people, but that alignment takes time because you still have to move with a certain level of discernment when dealing with new people. So I believe that process, connecting with others, is just extremely exhausting. So what people are trying to do is just, you know, let me just think I'm going to fast forward it. I think I'm going to microwave it, but it's not possible.
No. nothing happens overnight. I don't care if you think it happened overnight. Somewhere over the rainbow, somebody took some years to develop whatever that thing that blew up overnight. So you can't cheat the system, right? It takes that time, it takes that dedication. And you know, I don't even like, personally, like I don't even like the word fan anymore, because it doesn't, fan, the word fan implies like people worshiping you.
Oh,
and I don't want to, like, the goal is not to be worshiped. The goal is to inspire. I like the word supporter better because it speaks to exactly what these people do. So like, they literally are supporting you, like literally, financially, like in every respect, as far as artistry or business is concerned. Like, that's what they're doing. They're supporting your movement. They're supporting your brand. They're supporting your business. Like, that's exactly what they're doing, you know? Whereas a fan, right, that's like, oh, they worship me. Or customer, it's right, oh, I only care about the, like, you know what I mean? It connotates them type of thing. Like, and but I say that because going back to this microwave and the technology, right, it's kind of built a barrier between the human interaction. So in order to kind of bring that back, in a sense, technology wise, I feel like calling our people who rock with what we do supporters is a much more personable label versus just customer, fan, you know what I mean? Like, or even patron sometimes works too. But I love the word supporter. Like, anybody that's rocking with me or listening to the music or listening to this podcast, y'all supporting, you know what I mean? Through word of mouth, through, you know, any type of donations, y'all, whatever it is, you know what I mean? So, yeah.
I like that. And I'm so glad you said that too, because it's something I want to do further research on. But I want to see, when did this idea of people who are just talented beings being, and there are people who take it so far to the point where people can do the most despicable thing, and they're just like, well, they make good music, who cares that they're a terrible being? And I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? So, so it's like, that consumerism is, and I will say that there are some, I would even say there's some slavery roots there. Mainly because there are people who are kind of put to the forefront and they are giving you something that you really, really want. You may not care too much about them as a person, though. You just care about the product. So I do believe there's some roots there. It makes me think of the minstrel shows, the cockfights, and different things like the entertainment of people who you don't really care too much about as a person, but you love that product so much. And then if we want to tie in, you know, the spirit world of music, you know, man, it can be
you some entities in them tracks. Well, I'm trying to tell you what they.
Oh my god.
What? Yo, man, all right, listen. That's, it's like, yo, people really like, I'ma say this until my voice is hoarse and I leave this planet. If you're an artist and you're listening to this, what you say on wax manifests. What you say on wax manifests. What you say on wax manifests. Be very, very, we have to be more mindful of what we're saying on these records, right? We have to be more mindful of our intention on these records because you cannot run from it, especially when people repeating the song over and over and over and over again. Like, it's this. Pete, man, it's the music industry, let alone music itself. People call music the king of all professions. Why? Because something, what else can touch the soul without touching you and can change your entire life? What else can do that but music? Let alone, don't even start on hip hop, you feel me? Because we be kicking that, you know what I'm saying, that 1-2 buckle my shoe, you know what I mean? but yeah, like, there is energy and intent and all of that behind every song we listen to. Some people are aware of it, some people are not. And I'm not, I will, being who I am, I can't demonize certain vibes. Like, I know that certain people operate where they are, right? But it's more so just about, as a listener, at least be mindful, or as the artist, you know, strive to be more mindful, right? That's my whole spiel when it comes to that. Like, man, it'd be some fucking spirits in that music, man. Yo, it really do. It depends on who it is, though. It really do.
And I mean, it's definitely some in everyone. And I believe there's different vibes that are sometimes even necessary.
Right.
Things people think that spiritual, like, they be like, this is spiritual music. All music is spiritual. Like, kind of going for this idea of conscious, like, because they think conscious means, you know, uplifting or truthful, hard truths being spoken. So they think that that's the only form. But like, you could listen to songs that have different energies and different lyrics that are not exactly considered conscious, but they are spiritual. And I say they're all spiritual because, you know, when I need to pick me up, when I need to feel like a boss ass bitch, sometimes I might put on Meg Thee Stallion. Do I want to hear Meg Thee Stallion all day long? No, because I just don't resonate with some of the messages, but I do resonate with the confidence, the energy, the confidence, the fact that you are realizing your power and you're not going to let a man determine your value, and you're not going to let them play you. You know, I'm all with those, but I'm not, you know, there's certain things I don't resonate with, but that don't mean that I can't get some value from different parts of the music. Different beats, right. Different energy. Like, there's sometimes I want to dance to certain trap music that I might want to dance to. But for the most part, 9 times out of 10, I want to dance to Afro beats and reggae. And then there are some things that are said in songs that we have no idea what's being said. We just dance to it, you know? So right. This is something I talk to my kids all the time. I have a very love-hate relationship with hip-hop, mainly because, you know, I have 3 sons, and And my middle son, who's my Gemini child, he's he likes his crunk music. He likes the guys who is just real crunk and turned up, you know, your NLE Choppers and all those, you know, the crunk guys.
Yeah, for sure.
He also likes soulful vibes. He also likes reggae and Afrobeat. So what I aim to do is I talk to them about the things going on in the industry to let them know, like, you know, this is cool to jig to, but I want you to be mindful that some of this stuff is really not real. You know, and when I'm in when we at my house, like, I'm playing music that can uplift them. I might play some Earth Gang, you know, they might get some more positivity from Earth Gang, some Kendrick Lamar, and just a variety of different sounds so that there's actually some balance. Because I can tell you all day, don't listen to that stuff, but you're gonna do what you wanna do. When I'm not around, I can try my best to monitor certain things, but let's be real. Our parents don't know half some of the shit that we was doing.
They got the intuition might have kicked in, you know what I mean? But specifics,
yeah. Right. So what I try to aim to do is, like, just expose them to the positive instead of just completely bashing everything. Just realize it. You know what? I see why you like that song. That song gets you energetic. It makes you want to jump around. It makes you feel passionate, and that's cool. Mm-hmm. But there are other ways to express that. So I don't know. It's a real love-hate relationship, because I'm like, I want to be super, super straight, but I'm also like, you know what? I like to think, I'm not going to say I turned out fine. I hate when people do that. I turned out fine. No, I actually did not.
Now, you a masterpiece and a work in progress. How about that?
That part. So I know how some of the music impacted me. I listened to a lot of R&B coming up. And I was somebody who lacked a lot of self-love and just really was fantasizing about always just being in love and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because of that type of music I listened to. So I also listened to a lot of crunk music. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think the crunk music was too bad. Except, you know, there are some songs that bring out energies that are not you. You know what I mean?
Correct.
So I try to just hold space for the balance of it all. You know, there's times where I want to hear some trap music. I don't really like hearing people talk about shooting people and dealing drugs. It don't move me the way it used to move me. But there's a space where I'm like, okay, I'm working out, man, this shit hard. Or it's certain messages that I can kind of just skip over. But I know that my spirit will not allow me to listen for too long.
Correct.
So I'm going to give myself some balance, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, even with that, like, it's really just the content. It's not the beats. It's not the sounds. There is a deeper science behind, like, 808s and stuff like that. But generally speaking, like, most people listen to those trap beats for the sound, for the bop, for the, you know what I mean? The lyrics just happen to accompany it, you know? So, and like you said, even, like, I'm somebody, like, I'm like, I'm what they call super woke up, you know, whatever it is, right? I love listening to things with higher awareness for the most part, right?
Right, same.
I will still listen to Stick Talk with Jid, you know what I'm saying? Like, not Stick Talk, but it's called Stick. It's off the D-Day project. It's the first track.
Yes, that's my
straight up, it's literally them talking guns the whole track. But I just love the energy that they bring in. So, like, sometimes when I'm walking or when I'm, like, feeling like in that mode, I'm gonna listen to it, you know, and then turn around and go listen to some neo soul or to some jazz or, like, you know, like, it's we have to learn to accept that we're multidimensional. Yeah. Right, we're not just one way. We ain't just all goody two shoes and love and light and all that bullshit. Nobody is like that. Sorry, not sorry. Everybody got a dark side. Accept that. Likewise, you know, it's like I was saying earlier, you know, we can't stay in either or, right? We can't stay too much in the light because the light can blind you, right? Can't stay too much in the dark because then you won't be able to see how to grow, right? So we really have balance, like, just balance it out, you know? And then know yourself enough to know when something is too much. So, I mean, even back to the conversation with your boys, like, I think it's real, like, you informing them about what is going on in the industry is going to do wonders for their listening palette. Like, it's going to, that's, they're going to be like, is this really real? Let me go find out. You know what I'm saying? You'd be like, especially now, you know, children are sharp these days. Like, they on it. Like, I thought we was on it. Yo, they is on it.
Baby, my sons be, man, they have more sense than a lot of grown people I meet. I'd be like, damn, how did you come up with this, you know?
Man, look at mama. You know what I'm saying? That's where they got it from.
Yeah, you know, I try not to take too much credit. I lead them, but they also their own people. So, like, yeah. You know, I try to hold space for that. But you're right, though. I just try to provide them with well-rounded knowledge. You know, they're very well-read, too. So, like, and I realize a lot of people are not like that, you know. And so it makes me, like, scared. Like, oh, my gosh, I want to protect them. But I feel like they'll figure it out. They'll figure out what they need to figure out when it's time.
Right.
Man. So I got to get you with a few more questions because I think this recording will cut off at 60 seconds.
Oh.
At 60 seconds, sorry. So, yeah, you're doing great, though. Like, we've had a lot of good combos so far. I want to get a little more into your beliefs and cardiology and astrology. So what is the most common misconception people have about you and your beliefs?
Honestly, I don't know, because like part of me cares, but then but the other part of me doesn't pay attention to what people perceive about me. Like, yes. I don't even know how you view me, right? Like, I have an idea, but like to sit and focus on it, I don't know. But I think the common misconception is that like I'm either extremely, extremely, extremely arrogant. Very confident. I'm not arrogant. I'm not going to negate someone else's whatever. Like, I'm not going to negate someone's input in this life just because I feel like I'm good at what I do. Mm-hmm. And or that I'm awesome. I mean, I don't know if niggas think I'm crazy or not, but yo, like, it's just like, it's, I can get that because I'm doing things and operating in a way that has not been seen ever. So, like, I, you know what I mean? It's one of those things where if you get it, cool. If you don't, that's cool too. But I'm not hard to talk to. I'm not hard to approach. I ain't little cocky SOB, but not to the point where I'm gonna ignore what you're saying. Right. I'm extremely helpful, sometimes to a fault. And I mean, really, like, I'm not against any religion. I'm not against any other system of belief because they all saying the same damn thing. Like, so, yeah, that, I guess if those are misconceptions, like, I guess that it would be those, like.
Word. And I asked you that because we as people, we classify people. We look at how people dress. We look at the way they wear their hair. You know, we're always classifying people.
Mm-hmm.
But like when I had locks, there would be guys who was walking up to me. You know, they call me queen. And it's like, okay, that's cool. But then they think that they're going to sit and bash women who wear me. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I don't really be talking about women's hair unless it just look real bad. Cause I'm just like, why pay money to like have somebody else's hair in your head looking bad? Like, but I'm not gonna be like, oh, you're not woke, you're not spiritually, like that shit is dumb because that's like a religion in itself. That's like the parts of religion and spirituality people hate is the putting people in boxes. So they're who believe, oh, if you wear locks, you're this. You wear your hair like this. You may be true on some faults, but don't make assumptions about people. There's plenty of people who walking around in dashikis and crystals on their neck, and these niggas is rapists. Fuck them. That's where we at.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, they out here preying on people with their spiritual tools. And then you got people who are being grouped in with them because of how they look. That's why I be like, yeah, I don't want no woke dudes. no, because y'all too woke for me, and it's annoying. you know, so there's a lot of people who just might, they just judge people based on appearance. They might, somebody might see me with my stomach out. Oh, she a hoe because she got her stomach out. Or I feel very confident in wearing my stretch marks out. You know what I'm saying? So like, I don't care about what you think. I'm confident. That don't mean I'm insecure. So, but again, that is people always judging people. So there's always misconceptions, and that's okay, because everybody and everything ain't meant to be understood.
There you go.
And it's what it is. Who get it, who don't. I'm glad you even, you know, went far as to express some of those things. And that you're not even paying attention, that's even better.
I like, as much as I want to, and like, I'm like, I wonder if Ben Miller heard my music, or I wonder if such and such, and like, I know, and I'm aware, like, I can kind of peep game, but as far as like, even the attempt to focus on that stuff is almost kind of like, it ends up with me wondering like, yo, why am I even doing that? Why do I care that much? Where do these feelings come from? Like, as soon as I even get in that mode, I get in that space of like, all right, let's address this right quick. Why is we feeling this type of way? Why is we moving? You know what I mean? Like, all that, man. I really don't be paying attention to that stuff, man. I'm more so about the purpose. Like, if you can look at me and be more aware when you look away, I did my job, bro. Like, that's it.
Yes, I feel that. I really respect that too. So I want to ask you about how artists can use cardiology and astrology to better their artistry and business.
So I hate to classify. Oh, well, first I'm gonna say this and then say how people use it. So at the end of the day, cardiology and astrology are tools to help you better understand yourself and the world around you, period. How you use those tools is on you. Because of how computers have allowed us to kind of calculate time cycles, you can use them to, in a way, like, I'm not going to say predict the future, but know what choices will be presented to you. Because there's only one force that knows the future. And we are currently on this plane of existence where we ain't hit them levels yet. We might, but we ain't hit them levels all the way like that. So the best that we can do is use the tools that we have available to look at certain choices. So one, it's a tool to better help you understand yourself, i.e. in order to make your best art, you gotta know who he is. Can't know who he is if you don't know why you do certain things a certain way. It's where cardiology and astrology come in, because they can help kind of like see what type of energy you express in what way, and then move forward. For example, I have a lot of things in the fifth house. So a lot of what I do is creative ventures, hence the brain, right? And then, so that's that part. You can even do like an astrology and cardiology spread / chart for the business. So the day the business started would be like the birthday, because that's a separate entity. So you can, you know what I mean, do that. A lot of people have used astrology and cardiology to make certain business decisions. Like, they've used it to predict, let's say, like market fluctuations, right? I know people that have traded Bitcoin using astrology. You know what I mean? I know people that have made certain business deals, again, using astrology. There was another brother, his name is 19 Keys. Great platform, Earn Your Leisure. He was talking about using people's birth charts for major corporations. So, right, like, for example, if you're a Leo, right, and I'm a reserve sign, like something like a Cancer, right, then who would serve better to talk to people, who should be out networking? The Leo. Who would be better to nurture the company and make sure that, you know, Cancer, right? So he gave this idea of like using using the astrology chart to hire people at the corporate level so that everyone is in a position that not only serves them, but serves the company, serves the brand. So again, like, that's just another way that they can use it. So just to kind of bring it back for the usual artist that ain't it, that don't know nothing, man, really just use it to kind of better yourself, to make your situation better, see where your gifts are, and, you know, then translate that into what you're doing. So if you're a great planner, then you probably be a great business owner. If you're a very spontaneous person, probably be a great creative. Just figure out your medium. If you're a very nurturing person, pick a field that where you can help nurture people, right? Put yourself in your element, right? So, yeah.
I'm glad you brought all of that up. That's dope. Because I definitely consider astrology when in making business decisions, people to work with, relationships, friendships. I study the patterns, and there have been times I went to one of my readers who does the tarot cards, but she also is very well versed in astrology, so she can just sense stuff so deeply, like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. And almost always head on. So yeah, like, it's very useful, and y'all can hit up Nafi for that. And I want to ask you, matter of fact, let's just end it on a music note.
Okay.
So who are some of your favorite artists to listen to when you are experiencing a slump in your spiritual path?
As far as the slump in the spiritual path, usually it's meditation music, J Electronica, or or Nipsey. Those are usually my go-tos. Those are my go-tos. It gets me, like, it just flips my whole, gets me energized. Like,
those are definitely energizing artists, and that was going to be my next question. What artists energize you outside of just going through a spiritual slump?
Like I said, Nip, J Electronica, Lupe. He more so energizes me, like, mentally and gets my mind working.
Yes, that new album.
Yeah, nah, his new album is definitely fire. The fact that he did that in 3 days is crazy to me.
Crazy.
But it just, again, it speaks to someone who's mastered their craft, right? Let's see who else. Cleo Soul lately, and she has a band that she works with. It's called Salt, SAULT.
Okay.
I've been listening to them in a major way because I, like, it's so, if their music feels like revolutionary in the sense that, like, it empowers you, but it's also, like, great sonically, like, you know, because they a band, so, you know, they getting jiggy in there. Whole lot of different bounces. Definitely check them out. That's really what brings me back to, like, my mode. Of course I got other artists I listen to, you know what I mean, but those are usually the main ones that are always, like, my go-to.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I really appreciate you sharing with me. I've got, like, 2.5 minutes left. Is there anything you want to say in closing?
Think for yourself. that's it. Like, everything else will be solved once you think for yourself. You're going to get your messages. You're going to go exactly where you need to go. You're going to do exactly what you need to do. But it's what you need to do, not your idea of what someone wants you to do, not, you know what I mean, think for yourself. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell us where we can find you in your circles.
So you can find me on every social media platform as on as NAAFIEPOE. You can head to my website, perceptionovereverything.com. And I'm actually soon to be back on streaming platforms. So soon you'll find me on there as Nafi, NAAFIE. And yo, let's go. Let's get it. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Okay. Thank you so much for joining me. I definitely want to do another episode with you or conversation or something. But we'll talk and I'll see you around.
All right, we will. Peace.
All right, peace.